USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots. And we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace. Roughly a million people a day.
Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jussie Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A federal appeals court has ruled against former President Trump's efforts to block the National Archives from releasing his White House records to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said its ruling will be put on hold for 2 weeks, though, to allow Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court. The panel says the documents are needed to properly carry out the investigation and determine what Trump knew before, during, and after the attack. Former President Trump said the documents, which included phone call logs, visitor logs, drafts of speeches, memos, and handwritten notes, should be protected under executive privilege. In the ruling, they said former President Trump has given this court no legal reason to cast aside President Biden's assessment of the executive branch's interests at stake or to create a separation of powers conflict that the political branches have avoided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID, the disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response to COVID, as a result, has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52 to 48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.